In Israel, political parties that lean to the left are in trouble. A recent poll shows them slipping dramatically, and analysts say the peace movement in Israel is in decline. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that the mostly right-wing government, led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, reflects a fundamental shift in Israeli politics.
On a recent afternoon in Israel's parliament, or Knesset as it's known here, a no-confidence motion in the Israeli government's settlement policies in the occupied West Bank was tabled. A few left-of-center politicians took to the podium, but the hall was mostly empty. It's a sign of the times here. Netanyahu leads what analysts here say is the most right-wing government in Israel's history. Parties that up until recently were marginal at best now have a powerful voice. A recent poll shows that if elections were held today, left-leaning Labor, the party that used to control Israeli politics, would only get 9 seats in the 120-member Knesset. Left-leaning parties in all would only get about 47 seats. And the group that has been making the biggest inroads here is Israel Beitenu, or Israel Our Home, led by current Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman.
In a way, he's reflecting the Israeli mood more than I do, more than the Labor does.
Daniel Ben-Simon is a member of parliament for the Labor Party.
I witnessed it from the parliament. I'm sitting next to the people from the Israel Beitenu, Lieberman Party. It's their Knesset. It's their time. It's their period. They are moving within the Knesset as if they were the owners of this place.
Analysts say there are several reasons why the rise of the right in Israel is no temporary phenomenon. The first is demographic. Israel's population is becoming more religious. Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox Jews have bigger families. But crucially, the failure of the left's long push for peace with the Palestinians has gutted their support.
The Israeli peace coalition was subject to a tremendous defeat.
Political analyst Yaron Israhi from Hebrew University is a member of the intellectual left in Israel. He says the failure of the Oslo peace process, followed by the wave of suicide bombings that took place during the second Palestinian uprising, undermined Israel's faith that there can be peace with the Palestinians. Finally, the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and the response from Palestinian militants there has only made the left-leaning party's case harder to make.
The slogan of the left, "Land for Peace," was destroyed by the missiles that came from the place evacuated by the Israelis in the Gaza Strip, and it turned it into a land for missiles.
And so the political left in Israel, says Israhi, has lost its way. Labor is the only left-leaning party in Netanyahu's coalition, and observers say it has failed to sway the cabinet on crucial issues related to the peace process. While leftist political parties here are suffering, new grassroots leftist movements have sprouted up. For the past year, every Friday in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah, Israeli activists have gathered to protest the eviction of Palestinian residents to make way for Jews. On a recent rainy afternoon, about 100 demonstrators, watched by 20 Israeli policemen, banged drums and chanted. Hillel Ben Sasson is an activist and postgraduate student.
We feel that the Israeli left, the Israeli partisan political left, has gone bankrupt. I mean, they're not activists enough. They're always apologetic. They do not pose any kind of serious opposition. They're absolutely predictable.
So, says Ben Sasson, they have created their own movement that makes a point of having no connection with the traditional leftist parties.
This movement, this struggle in Sheikh Jarrah, evolved out of a deep sense that if we don't do the work, nobody will do it for us. We cannot wait and expect that somebody would lead us, the younger generation, because nobody here is doing it, and we have to get up and start struggling and start, you know, creating in Israel a different voice.
But he acknowledges they still have a long way to go. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.